News in brief at Press TV, the U.S. Senate committee has voted to partially declassify a report on the use of torture techniques by the CIA. The report is said to have concluded that the agency misled the government and the public for years about parts of the torture program. South Sudan's rebel leader, Riek Machar, has told Press TV he'll continue to fight until his country becomes democratic. Machar has also described President Salva Kiir as a dictator. Millions of people have been displaced in South Sudan since the beginning of the conflict last year. Clashes have once again broken out between security forces and anti-government protesters in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Several protesters have been injured in the violence, which occurred near the offices of the vice president. Venezuela has witnessed deadly confrontations between supporters and opponents of the government since February. Israeli warplanes have once again carried out airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. Several people have been injured in the violence. Officials say the number of wounded is expected to rise. Several factories and stores were also hit in the attacks. The head of the Arkan Rohingya's national organization says Muslims living in Myanmar are facing annihilation. Nurul Islam has also criticized the international community for failing to protect the Rohingyas. The Myanmarese government has refused to allow the persecuted minority to register themselves as native Rohingyas. The United Nations says the number of Syrian refugees in Lebanon has passed the 1 million mark. UN officials say Lebanon is struggling to provide humanitarian aid to Syrian refugees due to the influx of asylum seekers. The conflict in Syria has forced millions of people to leave their homes. A Palestinian official says the terms of talks with Israel must change after Tel Aviv's refusal to go ahead with a promise prisoner release. Yasser Abdrabbo also says Israel is not serious about negotiations. The planned release was part of an agreement to restart the stalled Middle East talks. Thousands of Spaniards have taken to the streets across the country for renewed calls for an end to the government's cost-cutting measures and austerity policies. The rallies come against a backdrop of unpopular tax hikes and salary freezes introduced by the government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy.